Today's best country, it's Froggy 101. I'm Crockett. All this week, we have been calling my father as he's been telling tales of terror. Now, he's told us all about the talking fish tank, the hearse that followed him and my Uncle Fuzzy home. You can hear those stories at froggy101.com, but let's not hold this off any longer. Today, we have the tale of the chain, and on the phone is my father to tell us another terrifying tale.
Yes, this, and going back, just to refresh everybody's memory, we bought a house that was built in 1929 on the spot where an old colonial inn was tore down, and they used the wood to rebuild our house. We moved in the boys' bedroom. Crockett and Nick's bedroom was first, and the second room we did was my master bedroom. Now, these weren't just light remodeling. We tore all the plaster off the walls. We did new electric. I cut out the ceiling and made the ceiling. So we were really disturbing this house. Now, we finished the bedroom, and I don't know whether it was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month afterwards. Crockett's mom and I are laying in bed, and she hits me and she says, "Mike, do you hear that?" I said, "No, what am I hearing?" She said, "There it goes again." I said, "I didn't hear nothing." She said, "It's a chain. Somebody's jingling a chain." And I'm listening. I don't hear it. She's going, "There it goes. I hear it again." I don't hear nothing. Get up. I said, "I think you're hearing things. Is it the chain on the fan? I jiggle that chain." "No, it's not that. Go downstairs." I can't find any chain at all.
And in case you are just tuning in, I'm on the phone with my father. He's telling us this legendary story about a chain that seemed to appear out of nowhere. The sound of a chain appeared out of nowhere in my old house. Now, Dad, how long was this chain rattling for?
This is going on for months. I mean, months after months. Not every night, but some nights she hits me. I'm sound asleep. "Mike, there it goes again. The chain is rattling."
And you don't hear anything.
I'm thinking she's nuts and she's getting mad at me, because I can't hear the chain. Anyway, it kind of goes out of her mind. Then one night, I'm laying in bed, and there, plain as day, I hear this chain.
What does this chain exactly sound like?
Now, it sounds like a dog collar, the metal choker chain.
Yeah.
That is jingling. And it's plain as day. It's not light. It's loud enough. I can hear it. So I hear it. I hear it three or four times. Now, and she wasn't up there that night. I don't know why. A couple nights later, I go down and said, "Here's the chain." She says, "I don't hear it." I said, "Yeah, it's right there. Don't you hear it?" She couldn't hear this chain. And it went on like this. Some nights she'd hear it, I couldn't. Other nights I'd hear it and she couldn't. And some nights we'd both hear it. And this went on the whole time we lived in the house.
Did it come from downstairs? Was it upstairs? Where was the chain?
It was kind of, we had like steps that went halfway up, hit a landing, turned and went the rest of the way. To me, it sounded like it was on that landing that was shaking the chain. Like something coming up the steps, but didn't get all the way there.
Now, even scarier, my brother Nick recently told me he heard the chain, but he never said anything to anybody because he thought everybody would think he was crazy.
Yeah, yes. Now, we never told you guys about the fish tank or the chain. We didn't want you to be afraid to go upstairs into your bedrooms. But we knew it was there. It never hurt us. Didn't seem to do anything evil, so we weren't afraid to live in the house with a spirit. But we knew there were spirits in that house.